Besides that part.
A lot of it was spent at my house. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we would double date with a friend of his and his girlfriend. And we might go driving down to Sandy Springs and get a Coke and something or other and come back. And
it was just being together. Basically, it was just being together and her enjoying my presence.
Spent enough time together to get to know each other.
That's about it.
When you wanted to marry, did you have to ask your father for permission, things like that, or
By the way, I bought her a ring. I might tell you this. I bought her a ring at a furniture store.
How'd you find a ring at a furniture store?
Well, there was a place on Whitehall Street in Atlanta, and they had a little corner they sold jewelry. And when I was going to school at Georgia State, I walked down over there to this place, and there was a ring there. I think it was $325 or something. Which would probably be equivalent to $6,000 or $7,000 now.
Diamond.
And I paid $325 for it. I had worked, like I said, I started to work when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Started paying Social Security, which was 1 cent on the dollar on the first $3,000, so the most you could pay would be $30 a year. They sometimes would take, I make $8 a week or something, they'd take 8 cents out for Social Security. 8 cents.
Wow.
If you make 10, it'd take 10 cents out. Anyway, I saved my money. Mm-hmm. Spend
a nickel at a time.
I'd save my money, put it in the bank, draw a little interest, and I had the cash to pay for it.
Wow.
When I was in the Army, I made $54 a month to start off with. I'd save 50, use 4 to spend. So when I come out of the Army, I had enough money to pay cash for an automobile, brand new one. And she'd saved her money from working at $300 a month or $325 a month. And she had enough money saved up to buy the furniture. So when we got married, we was really better off than most people because we didn't owe anything on an automobile. And we didn't owe any money on the furniture. And we was paying $62.50 a month for rent.
And I had bought a piano too while he was away, while I was working. I kept it my sister's until we married.
Yeah.
But one thing I'd like to back up on when he was talking about the ring. Mm-hmm. When he proposed to me, it was at my house, and we had this love seat that was called a Davenport in those days. He proposed to me sitting on that, and we have that piece in our basement right now.
Oh, that's nice.
And my daughter has spoken for it.
That's how I have a grandparent. I spoke for a couch before.
She's the sentimental one of the two.
Yeah.
Did you expect him to propose to you? Were you expecting it at all? Did you talk about it before?
Well, no, not really. He just one Sunday afternoon put his arm around me and looked at me. No, that's not where you showed me the ring.
Okay, I don't remember.
And said, remember. Will you marry me? And I said, yes. But where you showed me the ring was at the
Atlanta Cracker ball game.
It was after the game. We went with my sister and her husband. We were in the back seat and we're backing out and there's a long line of cars and we're just sitting there. Well, he pulls this ring out and shows it to me.